This is the podcast for the Features of Vocabulary page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. As mentioned elsewhere on the EAP Foundation website, the information you need about a word will depend on what you want to be able to do with it. For example, if you simply want to understand it in a reading text, then knowing the meaning is enough. If, on the other hand, you want to be able to use it in writing or speaking, then other information is important, such as spelling and pronunciation. This podcast considers all the important information you will need to know about English vocabulary in order to study it effectively, namely meaning, spelling, pronunciation, part of speech, word family, frequency, register, usage, and collocation. First up then, meaning. Many words in English have several meanings. While some meanings of a given word might be similar, others could be very different. The word head, for example, has 32 meanings listed for the noun form, according to the WordNet database, and another 9 for the verb form. The following are 3 of the meanings for the noun form. Number 1, the upper part of the human body or the front part of the body in animals, contains the face and brains. Number 4, a person who is in charge, for example, the head of the whole operation, synonyms chief, top dog. And number 29, a toilet on board a boat or ship. The first meaning is a very basic meaning that students would learn at the beginning level. The meaning a person who is in charge is different from the first meaning, but still fairly close. This is an example of a metaphorical extension, as a person who is in charge is at the top, in the same way the head is at the top of the body. The meaning a toilet on board a boat or ship, however, is completely different from the other meanings of the word. It's also far less common and not suitable for academic English use. As mentioned in the academic vocabulary section, the most common meaning of some words in academic English is different from the most common meaning in general English. For example, underline, most commonly used to mean emphasize in academic English rather than draw a line under. Or discipline, meaning a subject of study rather than training people to obey rules. And population, meaning all individuals who could possibly be included in a survey, rather than the number of people living in a country. In general, when studying vocabulary, it's best to study words in context, for example in a reading or listening text, and to study the meaning as it is used in that context, focusing on a single meaning rather than all possible meanings. Next up, spelling. Spelling is important if you want to use the word in your writing. English spelling is notoriously difficult, with many words spelt differently from how they sound. This is obvious when examining homonyms, which are words which sound the same but are spelt differently. For example, the words taught, T-O-R-T, and taught, T-A-U-G-H-T, which have very different meanings, but which are pronounced exactly the same way, namely taught. While the words tough, T-U-F-F, and tough, T-O-U-G-H, are both pronounced tough. The spelling of the first word in each case more closely resembles how it is pronounced, though in fact those two words are far less common than the other two spellings. Almost every phoneme, in other words unit of sound, has more than one way to spell it. Some spelling mistakes are common even among native speakers, such as confusion between there, T-H-E-I-R, and there, T-H-E-R-E. Next, pronunciation. Knowing how a word is pronounced is especially important if you want to use it in your speaking or understand it when listening. Pronunciation, like spelling, can be a difficult area, with some words which are spelled similarly being pronounced in different ways. For instance, tough, though, and thought, which all contain the combination O-U-G-H, are pronounced tough, though, and thought, respectively. The main difference here is the vowel sounds. Indeed, English has a particularly large number of vowel sounds when compared to other languages, and these tend to be the area which learners struggle with the most, with consonants being relatively straightforward. The vowels of English differ considerably between dialects, which is another source of difficulty. An additional component to understanding how a word is pronounced is the position of the stress in words with more than one syllable. This can sometimes change across different word forms, a phenomenon known as shifting stress, making pronunciation even more difficult. For example, economy and economics. Economy has the stress on the second syllable, while in economics it's on the third. And contrast, noun, and contrast, verb. Next, part of speech. It's important to know the part of speech of any word you study. This means whether the word is a noun, a verb, an adjective, or adverb. Without this information, it will be difficult to use the word accurately in speaking or writing. It's useful when studying new vocabulary to study the word family. More on this next, which will entail studying all parts of speech associated with a new word at the same time. This will enable you to use the word more flexibly in your writing or speaking. Next, word family. A word family is a group of words which are related by a common base word. For example, the word create, verb, is in the same word family as creator, creativity, and creation, which are all nouns, creative, an adjective, creatively, an adverb, and recreate, also a verb. Other members of the word family are formed by adding prefixes or suffixes to the base word or part of it. In this case, the base form create is changed to a noun by adding or for the person, or ivity, or ion for the thing. Learning common prefixes and suffixes and studying words in word families will help you to build vocabulary more quickly. It can also help in guessing the meaning of unknown words. For example, knowing that creativity is a noun, meaning being creative, might help you to understand the meanings of objectivity, being objective, and passivity, being passive. Next, frequency. Some words are more frequent than others. Words which are extremely low frequency, in other words, uncommon words, are not worth learning unless they are important in your particular field of study. Words which are high frequency, however, need to be studied, as you will probably encounter them on a regular basis, in reading or listening. It can be difficult to know how frequent a word is. Some dictionaries will indicate the frequency of a word. Word lists can also help out here. For example, the General Service List, which is a list of the most common words in English, sorted by frequency, or the Academic Word List, AWL, which is a list of the most common words used in academic texts not contained in the GSL, also listed by frequency. Sublist 1 is the most common, sublist 2 the next most common, and so on. You can also use a vocabulary profiler to understand whether words are high frequency, mid frequency, or low frequency. Next, register. Register refers to the language used for a particular purpose or in a particular social setting. Academic English uses a particular register, employing more formal language than in other contexts such as story writing or chatting to friends. Although the term register is similar to formality in the case of academic English, it is not synonymous. Some very formal words and language, such as might be used in writing a contract, for example, hereinafter and heretofore, would be considered too formal for academic English. In addition, the register can vary across academic English genres, with some less formal words or phrases used in academic presentations or lectures, such as like, to give examples, OK to signal a transition, and but and so to contrast or conclude, which are less common and even considered wrong in academic writing. In order to improve academic vocabulary use, it's important to be aware of how formal a word is and whether it's suitable for use in academic writing or speaking. Next, usage. It's not enough to study single words in isolation. If you want to expand your vocabulary and be able to use the words productively in your speaking or writing, you need to understand how they are used. This includes studying prepositions which are associated with particular words, such as prepare for, beneficial for, skilled in, associated with, or verb forms which might follow the word, such as prepare to do, unwilling to do, consider doing. A related area of vocabulary study which similarly considers how words combine with others is collocation, which is considered next. Finally then, collocation. A collocation is two or more words which frequently appear together. The prefix co means together, while the suffix location means place. Unlike with grammar, it's not possible to define rules for how collocation works. Some combinations just sound right to native English speakers, while others sound wrong. Modern computers and corpus linguistics, in other words, the study of language in real texts, has made it possible to extract common collocations. There are several types of collocation possible in English. These are shown below with examples taken from the Academic Collocation List, or ACL. Adjective and noun, which is by far the most common type, for example, academic achievement, active participant, cultural diversity, high frequency. Verb and noun, the second most common type, for example, accept responsibility, develop a theory, raise a question, use statistics. Noun and noun, for example, background knowledge, business sector, climate change, survey data. Adverb and adjective, for example, acutely aware, almost identical, broadly similar, virtually impossible. Adverb and past participle, for example, closely connected to or with, commonly referred to as, directly related to, poorly understood. Verb and adverb, for example, briefly describe, clearly understand, closely resemble, strongly agree. Verb and adverb, for example, apply equally, communicate effectively, think differently, vary significantly. And verb and adjective, for example, become aware, make available, prove useful, seem unlikely. Another possible type is verbs and prepositional phrase, such as look up and stand for. These are phrasal verbs, also called compound verbs or multi-word verbs, and are not true collocations, since they form a single unit which cannot be understood based on the meaning of the individual words. For more on this topic, including a checklist to check your understanding, please visit the website, eapfoundation.com/vocab/features.